When conductor George Doherty first had the idea for Bugs Bunny on Broadway about 25 years ago, there was no YouTube and no DVD box sets, so many of the cartoons weren't as well known as they are today.
Unless you got up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning to watch them or stayed after school, you really didn't see them.
The newest version of the show, called Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, will have Doherty conducting Symphony Silicon Valley in 14 of the short films, with music by Carl Stalling, Milt Franklin, and others, including Rossini, Liszt, and Wagner.
We show the cartoons on a gigantic screen above the orchestra. The dialogue and the sound effects all come from the film, but we play the original scores live. These cartoons are so fast, so synchronous, and there is so fine a line between the music and the sound effects that if we're even a frame off or two frames off, the entire audience knows it.
George Doherty says not only does it have to be just right, it's wall-to-wall playing for the orchestra, which wasn't the case back when the cartoons were made and scores were divided into segments.
The Warner Brothers Orchestra never had to worry about more than 40 seconds of music at a time, and they would take Q1, the first 40 seconds, and they would rehearse it, and then record it perfectly, then move on to Q2, never having to go back to Q1, and never having to play the entire cartoon from beginning to end.
Doherty says part of what makes a cartoon like What's Opera, Doc? Work is how authentically Milt Franklin arranged Wagner's music.
They took the entire Ring cycle. If that wasn't enough, they had to add Tannhäuser, The Flying Dutchman, Rienzi, and Lohengrin. So we have 8 Wagner operas in 6 minutes and 50 seconds. But each theme is totally, perfectly realized.
The 2 matinee and 1 evening Symphony Silicon Valley concerts are on the 28th and 29th of December. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.